Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
Tuesday, September 25th, 2007, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, the top 10 photo accessories for $100. Welcome back to the 100th, yes, that's correct, the 100th podcast of The Digital Story. And since this is our centennial celebration today, I thought that we would reminisce a little bit, and then I have something kind of fun. What I decided to do was, I had to figure out something around 100, right? So I couldn't do my 100 favorite photo tips because, first of all, the podcast would be way too long, and I don't even know if I know 100 photo tips. So I had to think of something around 100 that I could do for today's show. And it dawned on me, $100. Now, I know that like a whole bunch of you, like a huge, ginormous part of the Digital Story audience doesn't live in the U.S., so you'll have to get out your calculators and translate accordingly. But I'm hoping you'll bear with me because the $100 thing just works so well. So what I have is my top 10 list of accessories for $100 or less. And I'm actually going to do it in David Letterman style, which I don't know if, some of you may have seen David Letterman. Maybe a lot of you haven't. He's a late night talk show host on TV here in the States. And he's kind of funny. He's very dry. He's been at it for a long time. And he has this thing called the top 10 list. And what he does every night, he picks some sort of topic or some sort of thing. And every night, then what he does, he starts at number 10 and then works his way upward to the number one, drum roll please, of whatever it happens to be. Well, we're going to do that today. I probably won't do the drum roll because you just heard it and it wasn't that good, but I'm going to go from 10 to 1 on the top, what I consider the top photo accessories that you can buy for $100 or less. So it's going to be just a whole lot of fun. Before I get into those wonderful $100 accessories, so I'd like to reminisce a little bit because, to tell you the truth, when I started the Digital Story back in late 2005, I didn't know how it was going to take off. I didn't know how it was going to be received. You know, the thing about doing endeavors such as this, it's like throwing a party, kind of. And, you plan the party, you invite people, and then when it comes down to the actual day of the party, you really just don't know how many folks are going to show up. And that's sort of the way that this all started. I just didn't know how many folks were going to show up. I mean, in the early days, we'd get hundreds of downloads of the podcast. And I think in part that was just because I think 100 people knew me and they would go to the show and because, I made them download the show and listen. And of course, they didn't, last very long because they didn't really want to listen to a photography show in the first place. But then things started to catch on, and pretty soon we moved into thousands of downloads per show, and the momentum built and so forth. And that's been really terrific because, I'll be honest with you, running the Digital Story, both doing the daily blog and the podcast and the photo assignments and all that sort of stuff, it's a fair amount of work, but it's work that I love. And I managed to fit it in with my other projects because I like doing it so much. But one of the reasons why I like doing it and why I keep doing it is because there's a whole bunch of you that participate. And that participation is motivating. It's a lot like when I teach. If I have an audience that you know, I can tell they're interested in what I'm saying, or they're interested in the subject material, and they're just putting up with me to get the information that they want, or whatever it happens to be, they're engaged. And when I have an audience that's engaged when I'm working, then I'm more energized, and I just manage to put more into it, and it always seems to turn out better. And then when I have audiences that just sort of sit there and stare at me, then it's a lot harder for me. I literally feel like I'm swimming upstream. And so the digital story, I keep working on it because of the response that I get and the participation and the enthusiasm, and then that fuels my fire. So you very much have so a lot to do with us getting to the 100th episode, and I think, you know, pushing us way beyond into the future here. Those first few episodes, there are a few of you listening today who actually have been with the digital story all the way from the beginning, from number one all the way through. And I have to tip my lens cap to you, because that's really quite an accomplishment. Those early podcasts, they weren't beautiful at all. I didn't have any equipment, because I wasn't an audio guy. I was a photographer and a writer. So I tried using a Samson USB microphone that I plugged directly into my Mac, and then recorded into that. I think I always used Audio Hijack, which I like a lot. Audio Hijack is just great software for capturing any sort of sound on the Mac. But the microphone just, you know, really wasn't up to snuff. And so I couldn't get a decent sound, and I sought help from Scott Shepard, who runs Inside Mac Radio, and he runs a popular photography podcast, and just an all-around great audio guy. And I asked for help, and I remember Scott, you know, listened to those first few recordings that I did, and you know, he's a nice guy, and he didn't want to say what he was really thinking, but I could tell he's going, oh man, you've got such a long ways to go. You know, you've got to do this and this, and don't do this, and all this sort of stuff. Well, what it really came down to is, in addition to maybe sort of setting up my environment so it was a little bit more conducive to recording, I had to get some new equipment. And over time, I got a really nice Audio Technica microphone, a condenser mic, and I'm plugging it into an M-Audio USB box that gives me a couple channels to work with, so I can do interviews and so forth. And things are really much smoother now than they were then. I don't have an audio studio or anything. I basically have an area in my photography studio partitioned off for doing this, and I have a Mac that's dedicated for the recording, and the M-Audio USB box, and the Audio Technica microphone, and a little bit of sound cushioning, and I have headphones too, and really that's pretty much it. But with the help of Scott Shepard, who just does a great job on doing a little bit of compression and final production on my podcast, and he hands them back to me, and then I do the ID3 tagging and so forth, and push them up to iTunes. With his help, you know, we've managed to get through 100 episodes, so I want to say thanks to you, Scott. I really couldn't have done it without you. And thanks to all of you listening, because believe me, if I did not have your enthusiasm and your participation, I would not have made it to 100. Trust me on this. So I tip my lens cap to all of you too. Let's get to those top 10 photo accessories for $100 or less. And I'm going to start at number 10 and work my way up to the number one photo accessory or photo item or photo goodie for $100 or less. So number 10, I want to start out with a fast memory card reader. I think we all deserve a fast memory card reader. I mean, if you're right now plugging your camera directly into your computer for file upload, and especially if you shoot RAW, you have such a treat waiting for you if you get a fast memory card reader. You can get USB 2, FireWire, either 400 or 800. All of them work. I tend to use the little USB 2 card readers for my cameras that take SD cards. because they're just very small and you can just, you know, they just fit in your pocket or whatever, and they tend to be quite fast. And then for the compact flash cards, I tend to use a FireWire readers, which I like a lot. Very speedy. You just plug them in. They show up on your desktop, or your photo management application can read them. And the files just fly off the memory card onto your computer. You don't have to worry about using your camera's battery or anything like that. Very handy. You can get them for way, 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 way less than $100. But I wanted to have them on the list because, believe me, we all deserve having a good memory card reader. The number 9 item on the list is a dedicated flash cord. And this is something that a lot of people really don't think about. So we have our camera with a hot shoe on top, and then we have our hot shoe flash, you know, usually made by the same manufacturer as the camera. And the way that most people use it is they slide the flash right onto the camera and they take pictures. And for a lot of shots, that's just fine. But if you take a dedicated flash cord, which you plug, you know, one end of the cord into the hot shoe and the other onto the camera, and you then can move the flash all around and you can get all sorts of different lighting effects. And another way that it comes in really handy is, of course, when you put it on a bracket, and then you can do the bracket and still have all of your automated flash control. So any functionality that you have when the flash is directly mounted on the camera, you will have with a dedicated flash cord. If you do any amount of flash work at all, these things are a real treat. Again, they usually cost quite a bit less than $100, usually around $50, and they're a nice investment. Number 8 on our hit parade of flash accessories. Flash accessories. See, I always have to do that one per show. If you've been listening for a long time, you know I always got to have one of those just total bonehead statements. For photography accessories for less than $100, how about an auto adapter for your battery charger, for the battery for your camera? These are really nice. Again, I shoot Canon mostly. You know, I test all brands, but at the end of the day, I end up shooting Canon more than the other brands. And I have an auto adapter for my battery charger, which means that when I'm out and about, when I'm on long road trips or traveling, whatever I happen to be doing, I can be recharging one battery for my camera while I'm driving and while I have the other battery in the camera. And then I'm always have a fresh battery available to me on the road. And if you're camping or, you know, you're not staying in hotels or making regular stops or whatever, or you just sort of space out and forget, having this auto battery charger is really a nice thing. And it plugs right into the cigarette lighter. Very handy. You usually use your existing battery charger, and the auto adapter just plugs right into it. Always way, way, way less than $100 again, and really a nice investment. Number seven on our list is the photo vest. I have a photo vest. Now, I don't use it a whole lot, but when I need it, I really need it. And photo vests, what's cool about them is that when you use them, you don't need a camera bag. So you can just put the vest on, put a few lenses in it, extra memory cards, batteries, and so forth, and off you go. The weight's evenly distributed. You can get to stuff really quickly. They're really quite handy. And when it's hot out, you know, you can just wear like a t-shirt and the photo vest, and you don't have to lug around the big camera bag. This will cost you close to $100 for a good photo vest, but they're handy. You won't use it all the time, my guess is, but when you need it, when the situation dictates, they're a lot of fun to have, especially when you're on the go, day trips, doing things like shooting events where you don't have to be dressed up. Photo vests, very, very nice accessory to have. Again, you can get them for less than $100. Number 6 on my list, and you might be surprised by number 6, but only because I see a lot of photographers aren't protecting their lenses the way I'd like them to. So number 6 is skylight filters for your lenses that aren't protected. And this is really for, you know, your more valuable lenses. I like to put a skylight filter on all of my lenses. Get a high quality skylight filter. Get one that's multi-coated, because think about it, you know, those front optics in your lens are multi-coated, which help, you know, reduce flare and so forth. So when you put a piece of glass in front of those optics, you want to make sure that it's multi-coated too, so you get the best light transmission possible. And you can use UV filters, or you can use just clear filters, but no matter what kind you use, make sure that they're multi-coated and high-quality glass. You can probably get, if you get skylight filters, depending on what the diameter of your front lens, front objective is, you can probably get 3, maybe 4 for $100. Then that means that you can, you know, for your four most valuable lenses, you can have them protected. It's a good way to go. That way, when water splashes or someone bumps you or whatever, if anything's going to happen to that front piece of glass, it's going to be to a filter and not to your actual lens. I think they're a great accessory and not a bad way to spend $100. Number 5 on my list. Number five is some sort of custom white balance tool. Now, the reason why I say it in such weird generic terms like that is because there's a lot of different ones out there. Here on the Digital Story, we talk a lot about ExpoDisc, and I love using ExpoDisc just because it works so well and it's so convenient. And it allows me, when I'm using the custom white balance function on my camera, I just put the ExpoDisc on and point it at the main light source, take a reading, and then I, you know, almost always get a great color balance, which saves me a lot of time in post-processing. But there are, I have my photographer friend, Ben Long, he plays with all sorts of different custom white balance tools. There's a whole bunch of them out there, and you can do a little research on the web if you want to see. No matter what kind you use, whether you use ExpoDisc or one of the other ones, or even you know, a gray card, which is a little bit more cumbersome and I think harder to use, but you should have some tool in your bag of tricks for custom white balance. And I think it's a good investment. ExpoDisc for a large diameter lens will run you close to $100. They're not cheap. A lot of the other solutions will be, you know, a lot less than that. So, you know, kind of go with what works best for you. But one of the things you should have in your arsenal is something to get great custom white balance readings so that you can have that good, accurate color and save yourself time in post-processing. Number four on the list is a great camera bag. I think we all deserve a cool camera bag. A camera bag that we might not have bought ourselves 5 years ago, but you know, now we have some nice cameras and maybe a couple lenses. And having a great camera bag that feels really good when you're on the go, that's easy to get to your equipment, that feels good, whether you wear it like a slingshot or a backpack or on the waist, however you like to wear your camera bag. Having a good one that protects your gear is a good $100 investment. Now, some of them will cost more, so this could be like a 100 plus category, but there's a lot of great bags out there by Low Pro and so forth that you can get for $100 or less. And if you've just been getting by with sort of a flimsy, doesn't protect your gear well, ends up aggravating you more than anything kind of camera bag, it might be time to take a look and say, maybe I do deserve a great camera bag. I know they sure make me happy, and I love traveling and having my camera bag set up just right, and I just feel like ready for anything. So it's a good feeling. So that's why it made that's pretty high on the list. That's why it made number 4, great camera bag. Okay, now we're getting into the upper echelon of our top 10 photo accessory list for under $100. And number 3 is a photo workshop. And this is something I feel fairly strongly about. You know, because of the Digital Story, I'm very much into community, online community, in-person community, community, however we can pull it together. I just think that the support of a community and other people that are interested in what we're doing helps makes us better craftsmen and better artists. Now, recently, I teach workshops all the time, so I'm not going to, you know, like give a plug just for my own thing. Although they're pretty good, they're pretty fun. But you know, recently I taught for Pop Photography's Digital Days, and you know, these workshops were less than $100 for the entire day. They included lunch. They had great instruction, lots of techniques. And then the thing that I noticed was that at breaks and then lunch and so forth, people got to interact with one another and got to talk photography. And when there was a shoot, they could interact both with the subjects and then the other photographers. And they just everyone just had this big smile on their face. They were having such a good time. It felt so good, I think, to be around other people who shared the same interests that you had. And a lot of times, you know, as photographers, a lot of people don't really understand, what we do. I mean, everyone thinks they know how to take a picture, so therefore we just sort of get lumped into that category, like, well, you're a photographer, everyone takes pictures, everyone has a digital camera. But, you know, of course we're thinking, yeah, but we approach photography a little bit differently than a lot of people do, and we're passionate about it, and we continue to try to take better pictures, and we're trying to, you know, work with light and composition and so forth. And unless you have other photographers to talk to, a lot of times people just sort of look at you like, yeah, you know, whatever. So I think a photo workshop is really a nice way to learn some new techniques, to interact with other people who have a passion for photography. And it just feels good. And something that I think you should consider. And there are a lot of one-day workshops that are available. As I said, Popular Photography's Digital Days is one of them. But I see others advertised often. And I think you should try one out. I really do. If you haven't done something like this for a while, treat yourself to a photography workshop. Go hang out. Learn something new. I think you'll have a good time. I honestly do. Number two on the list. Oh my gosh. Number two, the suspense. I know the suspense is just gnawing at you right now. You're on the train, going to work. You're listening in the car while commuting. You're somewhere, and you know, you go, what could number two be? And well, I'll tell you. Here it is right here. Number two on the top 10 photography accessories for $100 or less, believe it or not, I think is a polarizer. A good multi-coated circular polarizer that fits your most important lens that you use for outdoor work. And, you know, if it's a large diameter lens, that polarizer is going to cost you close to $100 if it's a multi-coated one. And then what you can do is you can get a couple step-down rings to adapt that expensive polarizer to some of your smaller diameter lenses and not have to buy a separate polarizer for every one of them. So remember, step-down rings allow you to use your large diameter polarizer for other lenses. Now, I don't recommend using step-down rings for the skylight filters, which is our number six on our list, because you know these are filters that you just leave on the camera all the time, and it looks a little goofy, quite honestly. But a polarizer, of course, is more of a special occasion filter, and it's okay, I think, to use step-down rings with it, and you don't have to leave it on all the time. But polarizers are so important, I think, and they're one of the things that the camera can't do on its own. It's an accessory that you actually need. The white balance function, there's nothing there in that menu that helps you with, you know, polarizing things. You know, you get a nice dark sky with a polarizer. It takes a reflection off just about everything in the scene, and so the colors are more saturated. Things look clear. It's really just a nice lens. And also, then when you're shooting things like water and so forth, a lot of times a polarizer will allow you to see into the water and not just record the reflections off the top of it. I just use one all the time. I think they're very handy. I think they're one of the most important tools in your photographer's camera bag, obviously, since I put it at number two. And a good one that's multicoded is going to cost you close to $100. But if you take care of it, it will last you a long, long time. And I think you'll get a lot of great shots out of it. Number two on the list, the polarizer. Okay, here we are. We're at number one. And I promise not to do a drum roll because, well, I just can't do things like that very well. But, you know, you have to wonder, of all the things, of all the cool stuff I've already talked about, you know, number 10, a fast memory card reader. Number 9, a dedicated flash cord. Number 8, an automobile adapter, cigarette lighter adapter for your battery charger. A photo vest at number 7, skylight filters at number 6. A good white balance tool, number 5. A great camera bag at number 4. A photo workshop at number 3. And a polarizer at number 2. How could you top that list? I mean, that is an amazing list of photo accessories for $100 or less. What could I have left off? What else is there out there? Well, there is one thing. There's one thing, and you can still get them for $100 or less. And I think this is the absolutely best $100 you could spend. And that, in my opinion, is a 50mm prime lens. A 50mm prime lens. A lot of times they're f1.8 or f1.7, and I think it's the best deal in photography still. You know, we all have the zoom lenses and everything that are 3.5 or 4.5 or whatever. But when you get into low light, having a fast lens makes it easy to focus. You don't have to push your ISO up as high. Your shutter speeds are faster. Everything is easier in low light with a fast lens. And to be able to get a lens as fast as f1.8 for $100 or less is still a steal in photography. I think every photographer should have a 50mm prime lens in his or her camera bag. And even if you only use it once a month, the times that you use it will be times that you just couldn't get the shot any other way. And you know, imagine if you have to push the ISO up to 3200 to get the shot with your big zoom lens, and you can shoot at ISO 400 with the 50 1.8, or 800 at the worst, and have, you know, better quality. Imagine, it's worth it right there. So that is my number one pick on the top 10 list of photo accessories for $100 or less. The 50mm f1.8 prime lens. You can get them online for $100 or less. And that is my top choice. Okay, that will do it for this 100th show of the Digital Story. Thank you so much for your support. We're going to start working on the next 100 next week. Thanks to Boink Software, the makers of Photomagico, and Expo Disc, the makers of Expo Disc, for supporting the show. Go out there, spend your $100, and then go take some pictures. Meet me back here next week. And again, thanks so much for the last 2 years. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.